There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper, formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Kristen." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Kristen, and thank you for the extra phone. And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor, the latte boy.
So I thought, to show that I am in spirit, I will have this shirt on. And I know, because Twinspeak, Taffy will do the... And not just because Tank just pulled out all over her back, but because we would both have on the same shirt. And she does not have on, I'm thankful she has on a shirt, frankly, but she does not have on the Pride 48 shirt.
However, when I logged onto Skype and saw you, I immediately did the because I literally have it hanging up outside of my closet to put it on. But I was doing a mask, shut up, and it has a tendency to drip, shut up, and I didn't want to get it on my shirt. So then you were texting me and then I was like, okay, I'm heading in now. And I forgot to change shirts. I own it. I'm a failure. I failed at life. I have failed at representing Pride 48, and I have disappointed Big Fatty. Two of the worst things, essentially, I could do in life, let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, don't disappoint Big Fatty. I mean, that's some stern stuff there.
That's my tagline for the billboard. Don't disappoint Big Fatty. We should all just live by that rule, just in general, in life.
That should be the last thing you want is disapproval.
Yeah.
From Big Fatty. Actually, that's the second, the last thing that you want from Big Fatty.
From what I've heard, if you get that, you will not be disappointed. You will not have disapproval. So, atta girl, Big Fatty, we love you.
The latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy. I love him, I love him, I love him.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Don't disappoint Big Fatty. We should all just live by that rule, just in general, in life.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2830 of the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of December 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. And y'all, I've got a couple of cards here that I don't think are criminal cards. Big Fatty! Hello, gummies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're gummies today. I tell you what. I'll tell you why you're gummies today when I tell you about my day here in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's just the gift debts, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're not going to be a whore and tell people to send you gift debts, are you? No, but if you wanted to. Big Fatty. Just, you know, a little gift out like that from the Alex Lefebvre. It touches me Fatty, we don't need to hear about how it touches you. After I recorded yesterday's little show, now, let's see, did I take my nipple? No, I took my afternoon nipple walk. After I recorded the little show, and y'all, I decided I would count and see how many houses had crema decorations up. Now, y'all, I'm measuring this as a streetwalker, bitch. Fanny, a streetwalker. y'all, if not everybody puts outdoor decorations up, but you know, if you do something as simple as a wreath on the door, or if I can see your crema tree from the street, on the inside, you know, I consider that a crema decoration. So, y'all, I walked around Fat Acres, and this was, you know, we weren't completely at at dusk yet, but I could pretty much tell. I think the last time that I did this was right before Spanksgiving. I think there were 6 houses that had crema decorations up. Y'all, yesterday there were 184. Fanny, Merry Crema! And y'all, there's lots more. And y'all, when I took my morning nipple walk Tuesday, y'all, I think there were even more that had, in fact, I know there were more because I saw one lady out putting them up and all, but so y'all, the season is upon us. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, after I did that, y'all, I had some more of my roasted poke and the sauerkraut and everything, and then I watched some things on the TV machine last night, and y'all, I was sitting in my chair, and y'all, I was beginning to fall asleep, and I said, "Well, this is just silly. Why don't I just go get in the love chamber?" So y'all, I did, and then of course I couldn't go to sleep. So I tossed and turned a little bit and all, but I finally went to sleep and everything, and y'all, I woke up. Woke up about six something, and I said, "Well, you know, I've got to go to El Dentisto." Big Fatty, was your appointment at 2:30? No, it was at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I told Siri to set an alarm. So Siri woke me up. I rolled back over and went back to sleep. Siri woke me up, and y'all, I got with Cher. And I was off to El Dentisto, and y'all, the reason you are gummies today is y'all, Big Fatty he's got to toughen up his gums. Big Fatty, are you sure it's not your gams? No, it's my gums. So I'm on gum toughening. I've been tasked to toughen the gums, and I've got to go back like the first Monday in 2019 for them to see how I'm doing on the toughening up the gums. But y'all, after that, y'all, I went to the Bojangles and I got me a biscuit for my brofkas, because I didn't eat before I went to the El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. And so came home and started my pot of coffee, and I ate that, and y'all, watched The Price is Right, and drank my coffee, and y'all, then I did my nipple walk. Y'all, it was lovely. Y'all, it's turning cool here. I think the high on Tuesday was going to be like 62, which was like the low the other night, and y'all, we're going down in the 30s. I think tonight, hump day night, and so That's chilly for Fatty, because I know some of you like that Mr. Cackle. Yo, by the way, Mr. Cackle sent me a message Tuesday afternoon. Y'all, he had forgotten. He had forgotten that Tuesday was he and Dr. P's anniversarium. And they've been together 16 years. He said that he met Dr. P when he was 11. B, Fatty? He needs to loosen that dementia belt, I think. It's cutting off his circulation. Well, maybe so. But next year, I'll play the anniversary in music. Big Fatty, the little show will be over next year. Oh, well, it's too bad. But a happy belated anniversarium, and my condolences to you, Dr. P. I came back from my nipple walk, and y'all, I had my bronchitis and all, and y'all, I just laid down for a nipple nap. I had the electric mattress pad. Yo, by the way, if you're looking for something to put on your personal crema list, y'all, electric mattress pad. I know that Steve the Tater has one, and I think several other folks have taking Big Fatty's advice and just love the electric mattress pad. So anyway, if you're looking for something, and you know, this is the time of year where everybody said, well, you need to give me your list. Put that on your list. And so anyway, and y'all, if you don't like it, if it's a queen size, you can just send it to Big Fatty and I'll put it on the guest room love chamber. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, other than that, I hadn't done a damn thing. So that pretty much was my two I say Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, Hump Day, Big Fatty, how appropriate it's happening on Hump Day, y'all, the 5th of December. Y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's one of the suits of Pride 48, and y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of one Mr. Taylor the Latte Boy. Oh, man! we love Taylor. Big Fatty, you and I are both clearing our throats. It's true. We love Taylor the Latte Boy. Yes, Big Fatty. And I've met Taylor many times. And yes, Big Fatty, and he's still trying to get over it. Y'all, he's just one of the nicest people you will ever meet, and I know he was he was crestfallen. He was absolutely crestfallen that he could not be at the Pride 48 in Nolens. But y'all, that was due to the cancer, and I think he's doing well with that nowadays. And he's always in our thoughts. And I know he's on everything. Yes, Big Fatty, except for that Instagram, because they're doing away with the poon. I think that the bagpipes might play. Y'all, they're doing away with the poon on the Instagram, I think. And yes, Big Fatty, that'll be the death of it. Anyway, I know he's on the Twitty and the FaceSpace. So, y'all, when you see old Latte Boy, old coffee shop boy, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of Von's East buttercream frosting cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all know I was looking at these cans as I was going through them yesterday, and y'all, there's there's one from Randy up there in the Pina Slivania, and he and Tom, and y'all, if it's a crema card, I'm going to hold it, but it's in a brown envelope, which makes me wonder. Let's just look here. Oh, no, it's a crema card. Okay, Randy, we'll open that later on, but y'all, there is a card here addressed to the little Aussie battler, Fanny. And y'all, it's evidently been missent here to the villa. And y'all, it is from, it's got a postmark of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Big Fanny, I think it's probably from Miss Patty Bacon. It could be. You know, we hadn't heard from Patty Bacon in a while. Big Fanny, I hope she's okay. But let's just open this up. Scotty, I'm sure you'd want me to open this for you. Here it is. It's it says, y'all, it's got little leaves on it. And it says, a time for sharing, a time for caring, and a time for giving thanks. Oh, Big Betty, it's a Thanksgiving card. I don't even know when Thanksgiving is in the future. Big Fanny, I don't think they have it there. Probably they don't care. They don't give five. Big Fanny. And it says, Aussie Battler and Kara Fart Pants and the gang. Since it's so expensive to mail from the middle of my planet to the middle of your planet, I just sent this east to the fart cave. Well, Snotty Scotty, you have been gone from here for almost 3 months, and we are still having fond memories of your visit. And look forward to your, never mind. I just remembered the podcast I listened to today. Just kidding. So I thank everyone, including Poodle, Fart, Squeaky Kitty, and Gentleman Caller Squeaky, and all the listeners will agree when I say, take it easy on yourself and everything else will fall into place. We are all our own worst critics, so I use this card to tease and reprimand you. Sheesh, ugh. So much for a happy Thanksgiving wish. This won't be on the little show until December the 5th. Y'all, I swear, I just opened it. There was nothing that told me to open it on December the 5th, but y'all, it says that right here. Until December the 5th anyway. Bye, Snotty Scotty, Aussie Battler. Love the Bacon family and Oreo. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the content. And Scotty, you've left quite the impression the Bacon family and Oreo. So, yes, Big Fanny, he really has. And so, anyway, Scotty, I agree with Miss Bacon. You know, we're all our own worst critics. And so, anyway, as I have said many times before, life is a four-letter word, and if it was meant to be easy, what the hell are you going to learn with an easy life is all I got to say. Big Fanny, you're going to learn a lot with your life. Well, anyway, dear God, see y'all, I hope you have a lovely, hump day. I'll be heading out to the Mountains East. Y'all, I don't know if, I don't know how much I'm going to be getting, but y'all, again, if you want to send Big Fanny a crema card or a gift at Big Fanny, you're being a whore, y'all, just get in touch with me and I'll give you the address. Yes, Big Fanny. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the and Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Big Fanny is thinking of getting a cross stitch pillow for Crema. What kind of wording should he have on it?
Don't disappoint Big Fanny. We should all just live by that rule, just in general in life.
Big Fanny, you're a whore. Somebody will end up sending you that for Crema.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.